Let us begin on this new day in a quest of a new day. The people of your planet sink further into the morass of depression and suppression. There's nothing but doom and gloom reported all around them. For a lack of vision of light, all appears to be fading into darkness. The focus of attention on the devils of the dark doings does not resolve the issue. In order for light to triumph over darkness, there must be a vision of the light that translates into a recognizable reality. Let us use the birth of the United States as an example. Though we cannot cover the details, we can look at the process as it is known. There were those who came together to envision something that was different than what was currently being experienced by the planetary inhabitants. No one person brought forth a vision. It was a composite of the inspirations that were pieces of the whole. The process must be repeated again. There are those who believe that you should return to what you had before. Let us say that even that would not resolve the issues at hand. The founding fathers did not have instant communication, the internet, exotic surveillance methods, under and above sea devices, as well as horrendous weapons of destruction which would to deal. You have allowed these to be created, and though you long to return to a simpler time, you will either tame these or they will destroy you. You must look past the need to merely survive the methods of trickery designed to annihilate you and dream what you would have instead of the chaos of darkness. It is as simple as that. For as long as you choose to merely understand and only survive the onslaughts of the oppressors, you are sinking deeper into the morass. You will only rise to the top with a new vision. We cannot give you that vision. The Book of Spiritual Laws provides some guidelines. However, the vision must be simple to be powerful. It must be visual in its simplicity so that the people now surrounded in darkness can literally be struck with its beauty and feel called to its simplicity and clarity. How do you do this? Small group cannot do it. A nucleus must come together. And as they begin the process, others of vision will be drawn to it. In fact, literally sent. The time for the beginning of this project is not a convenient time later, but now. There is no time to be wasted if you are to accomplish this. To tarry will only make it more difficult and bring more suffering to the already oppressed. The window will close in literally weeks if it is not begun. I know you are caught up in the process of illuminating the details of the chaos, but what has that done to stop it? Can you actually see anything happening to change the speed of the decline? Then you must change your perspective. Look in the opposite direction. Are you part of the problem? By observing it, or can you become part of the solution by looking for the building blocks of what you want instead? Begin in your meditations to ask, who would serve well in this project? This is not an esoteric process for people who are looking to give a lip service and stand on the sidelines and observe. This is for the visionary realists that may never actually observe the extent of the work they do now until the very end. These people will be able to look beyond the chaos and recognize the opportunity. I suppose you might say these are people with one foot in each world, who can look into both without losing their balance. Once you start looking for them, you will find them, coming into your experience in ways that may seem too unusual to be accidental. Meet in groups of 3s, 7s, and 12s. This is the most important step to be taken now. Know that all help possible will be given on request. Many ideas will flow through, but those of value will take root, and the dream will become real. But first it must be conceived before it can be born. You need not feel total responsibility for any phase, only for the initial promotion of the idea. The hour is desperate, and the plans of God hinge upon the people of service. The awareness of the need for change is well established in the consciousness of many. Now the vision must be planted, that it may sprout and come to fruition. May your day be blessed with the love that is yours, for you are love in manifestation. It is your job and your privilege to focus it that God may stand forth in freedom and truth in the experience of His beloved children.